In India, pressure is growing in Parliament for Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee to resign over an arms bribery scandal that yesterday brought the resignation of the defense minister. Today, in a televised address, Vajpayee said a sitting or retired Supreme Court justice will conduct a thorough investigation to be completed within 4 months. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from New Delhi.
The government's biggest political crisis yet began on Tuesday, when the Tehelka.com news service released videotapes showing senior politicians, bureaucrats, and army officers allegedly accepting cash from journalists posing as arms dealers. On Tuesday night, the BJP president, Bangaru Lakshman, resigned after the tape showed him accepting the equivalent of $2,200 from the journalists, and the opposition demanded that Defense Minister George Fernandez, though not directly implicated, resign as well. But Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee resisted the calls from the opposition and some of his own coalition members, resisted that is, until last night, when the defense minister went on state television to announce his resignation, though he insisted he did nothing wrong.
While it is true that there are black sheep in every organization, and it is quite possible that some individuals in this vast machinery of government could have been corrupted, it would be wrong and despicable to tarnish everyone with the same brush. All that I want to say is that the accusations made against me are completely false.
Fernandez hinted the tapes might be part of an opposition plot to undermine the government and national defense. But just a few hours before he stepped down, his Samta Party president and companion Jaya Jaitley resigned after being caught on tape in Fernandez's house accepting a large sum of money she claims was for the party. And just an hour before Jaitley resigned, the Trinamool Congress, a partner in Prime Minister Vajpayee's National Democratic Alliance, announced it was leaving the coalition over the corruption allegations. For the opposition Congress Party, in power for 45 years, but shut out and largely demoralized for the past six, this week has been the best in recent memory. The BJP came to power in part promising clean government, a break, it said, from the cronyism and corruption that marked the Congress's years in office.
Now what is happening, they are facing the same allegations in a very short span of time.
Pranab Mukherjee is a Congress Party spokesperson.
The government has lost its moral authority to rule, and safety and security of the country is jeopardized because of the handling of this corruption-ridden government. Apart from that, the coalition partners are restless, and if they go on compromising with the coalition partners, the very stability of the government are seriously challenged.
That opinion was echoed today in an editorial in the Business Standard newspaper. The damage to the Vajpayee government has been done, the paper wrote. The prime minister will have to contend with even greater pressure from his allies, who, the paper went on, will extract a higher price for their continued support. And there is also the possibility that more high-ranking officials may be implicated in the scandal. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, New Delhi.